We mentioned last time that there's a machlokas tanoim in the Gemara in Tainus and Daf Lamed as to whether there's any time period before Tisha B'Av that has some of the dinei avelos that apply to it. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi quotes from his father that kol shosh mutar lechol mutar lerchotz. Any time that it's mutar to eat, it's mutter to be rokets, one can bathe and wash themselves as well. So Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, his father, obviously assumed that there are no dine avelas that apply before Tisha B'Av. Before Tisha B'Av, a person is going to be mutter in all of the Chamisha Induim. But the Tanakhama disagrees, and he says, Kol Shom Mishom Tisha B'Av is asur, not only lechol basav, asur lishtas yayim, but it's asur lirchotz as well. Question, of course, is, what does Kol Shom Mishom Tisha B'Av mean? So we have three different interpretations of what that meant. The Ramban, quoted by the Rush, claims that it's talking about the Suda Mafsekes, and what the Tanakhama is telling me is that once you're eating the Suda Mafsekes, it's so close to Tisha B'Av, you've been Mekabel Mixus Avelos upon yourself. What Mixus Avelos have you been Mekabel? You're not eating meat, you're not drinking wine, so that Mixus Avelos you've been Mekabel. Of course, Bizman Azeh, we don't eat meat or drink wine during the whole 9 days, so that's not the real Avelos. The real Avelos is that you're not eating Shnei Tavshilin, right? But the formulation of the Tanakhama is that it's asu lechol basav asu lishtas yayim. So once you've been mekabel the mitzvah vela, says the Ramban, you're not allowed to be rochitz either. Because if you be rochitz, if you wash yourself at the Suda Mafsekes, it's nira karochitz lahanos Tisha B'Av. It looks like you're washing to get pleasure out of Tisha B'Av itself. That's how the Ramban understood the Tanakhama. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi obviously disagrees. He quotes from his father that that's not a problem. The nira karochitz lahanos Tisha B'Av is not an issue. This is the Ramban. The Ravid said, we're not talking about the Suda Mafsekes, Faked, we're talking about after the Suda Mafsekes. That after one has been Makabel Tosefes Tainus upon themselves, then there's a Machlokas, Tanakhama and Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, whether you're also Berachitza, are you also in all of the Dinei Avelos, in all of these other Chamisha Inuyim, I should say, once you've been Makabel Tosefes Tainus. What's that Machlokas? So we explained from the Rav that the Machlokas is how to define the Yom HaTainus. Is the Yom HaTainus defined as what is a primary element of the Tainus? Tainus obviously is defined fundamentally by an Isra Achila and Shasiyah. So if you assume that it's defined by the Isra Achila and Shasiyah, then there's no reason to ask the Rechitza. That's what Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi holds from his father. There's no Isra Rechitza even after you've been Mekabel Tosefes Tainus, because Tainus means the Iker Yom HaTainus, Achila and Shasiyah, but not the other Inuyim. And the Tanakhama says, no, kol shom mishom Tisha B'Av, what you're mosif on Tisha B'Av, the Tosefes Tainus, includes the Chamisha Inuyim as well, because when it comes to Tisha B'Av, these Chamisha Inuyim are part and parcel of the day. That is part of the Yom HaTainus. So if you're Makabel Tosefes Tainus, then it would be Osu Lirchotz as well. This is what the Ravid understood. And the Brisker Rav suggested that according to the Rif, maybe we can suggest a third approach. We said that the Ravid himself on the Gimel Amud Aleph Bedape HaRif seems to explain this way within the Rif, or brings a raya to the Rif's shita that there's a concept of Tosefes Tainus. He brings a raya from this Gemara and Daf Lamed. But you don't have to go that far. The Brisker Rav suggests that from the Lashon of the Rif itself, it would appear that the Rif has a third interpretation of this Machlokas Tanaim. What is that? That the Rif agrees fundamentally with the Ramban in terms of the timing of this Machlokas. Machlokas is talking about during the Suda Mafsekes. But as opposed to the Ramban, who assumed that the Machlokas has nothing to do with the fundamental halacha, that mitzad hadin, certain dinei avelos apply during the Suda Mafsekes, the Ramban said, no, it's not that really avelos applies. It's just that since nira kerochetz lahanos Tisha B'Av, we're going to aser. It's like a new issur rabbanon of nira kerochetz. It looks like you're washing lahanos Tisha B'Av, so therefore it's going to be aser. The Brisker Rav suggests, though, according to the Rif, you can say the Rif holds fundamentally at the Suda Mafsekes certain halachas of Avelos apply. Why should I say that? So the Rif makes an interesting connection. The Rif, in explaining a machlogas in the Mishnah, machlogas Rabbi Huda Nachachamim in the Mishnah, about whether Kfiyas Hamita applies at some point in time, right? Is the Rechiv of Kfiyas Hamita related to Tisha B'Av or not? The Rif quotes from the Yerushalmi, or he actually doesn't quote the Yerushalmi per se, but he quotes a member of the Amoraim that's like the Yerushalmi, that the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is whether Chazal gave the person a din avelus or a din aninus. Did they say that he's kamish shemesamut lefanav, or no, he's like an ovel? Now, what does that mean? So the Brisker Rav explained, according to the Rambam, that when someone is mesamut lefanav, there are no dine avelus that apply. Al karchach, this machlokas cannot apply to Tisha B'Av. The Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim couldn't apply to Tisha B'Av because we know there are dine avelus that apply on Tisha B'Av. So if there are dini avelos on Tisha B'Av, he couldn't be like a meisa mutal afanav. Mesamot lafanav dine aninas and dine avelas are mutually exclusive according to the Rambam. Avelas has a progression according to the Rambam. First, it's mesamot lafanav, and dine aninas apply. L'moshel, we know that an onen is aser in mitzvahs. He's potter from all the mitzvahs amuris b'Torah. He's not mezamein. He can't be mesav ochel. He's aser in basar v'yayin. There are certain halachas that an onen has. There are certain activities that an onen abstains from. And not all these activities apply to an avel. An avel is mutter b'basar v'yayin. An avel is mutter in mitzvahs. Chayv in mitzvahs. So there are two different stages. First, the person is an onen, is mesa mutlafanav, and then after the kvura, he becomes an avel, and his halachas change. There's a progression. The Rambam apparently assumes that when a person is an onen, none of the dinei avelas apply. So says the Briska Rav, you'd be forced to say that the Yerushalmi's comment, the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, where the dinei avelas apply, or dinei aninos apply during a particular time period, that's talking about the Sudam of Sekas, not talking about Tisha B'Av. Because we know Avelis applies on Tisha B'Av. And if Dine Avelis applied on Tisha B'Av, the Chachamim could never say Asu Kamisha Mesa Mutalafanav. That's an oxymoron. You can't be Mesa Mutalafanav and have Dine Avelis apply. So it must be, claims the Briska Rav, that the Yerushalmi assume that Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim are arguing about the Sudam of Sekas. It's like a hemshach to the previous statement of the Mishnah. The Mishnah begins by saying that during the Sudam of Sekas, one can't eat meat, one can't drink wine, can't have shnei tavshilim. And now Rabbi Yehuda says, yechayvin kfiyas amita. Say the Chachamim, you're not chayvin kfiyas amita. Because dinei avelas don't apply. A person is not an ovel during the Sudam of Sekas. He's an onen. He's like an onen. It's not a real onen. There's no kvura to talk about. There's no mace. But it's like an onen. Chazal patterned it after avelas chadasha, after the aninus that applies to avelas chadasha before the kvura of the dead person. So that's the machlokas. The machlokas focuses on the Sudam of Sekas. So claims the Briska Rav. Maybe that's how the Rif understood the machlokas Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yossi and the Tanakhama as well. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yossi says that kol shor shemutar le'echol, as long as it's before Tisha B'Av, so then it's mutar lirchotz, he's assuming like whom? Like the Chachamim. That during the Sudam of Sekas and beyond, Chazal did not give the person the status of an avil. He gave him the status of an onen. And since an onen, according to the Rambam, is mutter in all of the dinei avelos, so he's mutter berachitza, why not? But the Tanakama follows Rabbi Yehuda, or maybe he is Rabbi Yehuda. He assumes that during the Sudam of Sekas, dinei avelos apply, and if dinei avelos apply, so then rechitza will also be aser. So the Briska Rav was marviach. He said, now we can understand why the Rav paskin like Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. The Ramban says, why does he paskin like a das yochid? Yochid v'rab malacha k'rabim. The answer is, the Rif understood that it's not a das yachid. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yossi is really the Chachamim of the Mishnah, that during the Sudam of Sekes, none of the Dine Avelos apply. And why don't they apply? Because he's Kemisha Mesa Mutalafanav. Dine Aninas will apply, but Dine Avelos will not apply. So what emerges from the Briska Rav's understanding of the Rif is that Lemaisa, Halacha Lemaisa, there's a Machlokas, the Rif and the Ramban, as follows. Again, the Rif is going to follow Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yossi, and the Ramban is going to follow the Tanakama. So what's going to come out, Lemaisa, they're not going with the same Shita, but Lemaisa, what comes out is that the Ramban assumes that during the Sudam of Sekes, Rechitz is us, like the Tanakhama, but why? Because Nira Kerochetz Lahanas Tisha B'Av, not Me'ikir Adin, but this Nira Kerochetz, that it looks like you're washing yourself so that you'll derive pleasure on Tisha B'Av itself. Me'ikir Adin, according to the Ramban, there are no Dinei Avelas, no Dinei Aninas that apply during the Sudam of Sekes. You don't see any reference to this in the Ramban. Ramban assumes that the Sudam of Sekes is not a time when you would have Dine Avelos or Dine Aninus, but there's this newest of the Rabbanan, that any Hanoah Hanimsheches, any Dine Avelos that is Nimshach to Tisha B'Av, one is not supposed to engage in that even during the Sudam of Sekes, because it's Nira that you're doing it, Lahanoah's Tisha B'Av. That's what the Ramban seems to say. And the Rif seems to say what? That Rechitza is Mutter during the Sudam of Sekes, because the only halachas that apply to the Sudam of, that apply during the Sudam of Sekes are dinei aninus, and since an onen is mutter berachitza, so during the Sudam of Sekes is going to be mutter berachitza as well. Yes.
We allow a person to eat on Erev Tisha B'Av.
That's correct.
Even though it's a hanim sheches, so
right. That is the exception to the rule. But even there, one can suggest that maybe that Yisoda the Ramban applies as well. Maybe that's why you're asa b'shnei tavshilim. Maybe that's why there's an Isser of Basa V'yayin. Because that's too much of a Hanah. Chazal didn't want to be machmer so much on a person. They want to make it possible for him to fast. So we're not going to be machmer so far. But where we can be machmer, even in achila or shasiyah, we will be. And that's why we have to limit the seuda. Yes.
Well, the isur chita here is includes the washing your hands, right? Just like on Tishvav.
It would include any rechitza on Tisha B'Av that would be mitam avelus. We're going to talk about whether the isur chita on Tisha B'Av itself is that midin avelus, is it midin tainis. So any aspect of that isur chita, let's say rechitzas kol gufo b'tzonein or b'chamin or something. Okay, what's a good case? I don't know. He wants to go to the mikvah. He wants to go to the mikvah. He wants to take a shower, but he's not so dirty. He knows he didn't take a shower erev Tisha B'Av, and he can't take a shower on Tisha B'Av itself, but he's going to be uncomfortable tomorrow. So he wants to take a shower now. So that he can't do, because that's rechitza b'tzonein. Rechitza b'tzonein is also on Tisha B'Av. Presumably midin avelus. That's the Gemara in Tainus on Daf Yud Gimel. Says that rechitza b'chamino b'tzonein is also on Tisha B'Av mishum tainag, mishum avelus. There's an extra isur rechitza on Tisha B'Av, just like Yom Kippur, rechitza midin tainis, that it's also even lahoshet etzbo b'mayim. But that's not what I'm talking about here. So that kind of rechitza would be mutter after the sudam of sagas. But the rechitza of kogufa b'chamino b'tzonein would be also, because that's midin avelus. So it would appear from the Ramban and the Riv, the homachogas, the Ramban and the Riv, is sort of like a side point. That they're arguing whether during the Sudam of Sekes is a person obligated in all of the Dini Avelus of Tisha B'Av or not? That's really the question. But the truth is, if you look more deeply into the Machlokas, the Ramban and the Rif, what emerges is that the Ramban and the Rif are really arguing fundamentally. They seem to be arguing fundamentally about the nature of the Sudam of Sekes itself. Ramban is basically saying there are no Dini Avelus or Dini Aninus that apply to the Sudam of Sekes. The Sudam of Sekes is really a Sudas Harishus. It's an optional, voluntary meal that you eat. You want to strengthen yourself before the tannis. So you have to eat this meal. So the Sudam of Sekes is the last meal that you eat before the tannis. Of course, as the Shulchan Aruch explains, it's the last meal after Chatzos. If you eat in the morning, so the halachas of the Sudam of Sekes don't apply. It's a meal close to Tisha B'Av, and it's the last meal before Tisha B'Av. According to the Ramban, it's a Sudas Rishus. It's not a Suda which has any kiyum in it. There's no kiyum avelis, no kiyum aninus in the Sudam of Sekes, according to the Ramban. It's an optional su'uda. You want to eat it, you can. There's no chiyuv to eat the su'uda mafsekas according to the Ramban. The only thing is, there are certain limitations that are associated with this su'uda. Chazal placed limitations on you. They want to ensure that this su'uda is not a fancy su'uda. It's a simple su'uda. It's a low-quality su'uda, a low-level su'uda. So that's why they put limitations on you. There's an isser of basa v'yayin, there's an isser of shnei tavshilim. That's not a din avelus, that's not a din aninus. That's simply limitations that were placed on the Sa'uda, so that maybe we could even suggest along the lines of the Ramban that it's not nirika ochal lahanoas Tisha B'Av, that you're not going to have such a hana. Or maybe stam, that in order to show that it's a Sa'uda shafala, that it's a low level Sa'uda, Chazal didn't want you to gorge. They didn't want you to eat too much. But basically, this Sa'uda is a Sa'uda's Rishus. In fact, this is what the Ramban writes itself. Ramban in the Taras Adam, on page Resh Mem Tes. This is on page 4 in the Maror Mekomos. Ramban says, "Usuuda hamafsik ba sheiz kiru b'tisha b'av suda shadaito lismach ba l'tanisa." That's the suda that you have intention to rely on for your tainus. That's going to fill you up. You don't have any intention to eat anything else. The Ramban writes explicitly, it's not that the Sudam of Sekes is an obligation. It's up to you. It's up to you to eat it. If you want to eat your last meal in the morning, so then none of the halachas of the Sudam of Sekes are going to apply. You could eat Shnei Tavshilin in the morning. Basa v'yayin. So we who are knowing during the 9 days not to eat basa v'yayin, you won't be eating basa v'yayin anyway. But let's say you make a siyum, Erev Tisha B'Av before Chatzos, then you'd be allowed to eat basa v'yayin. Just like the previous day beer. And Shnei Tavshilin, that'll be mutter. Those limitations are placed on you for the Sudam of Sekes. If you want to eat it, fine, we'll place the limitations on you. You don't want to eat the Sudam of Sekes in the afternoon, Erev Tisha B'Av, then no limitations are placed on you. There's no chiyuv to eat the Sudam of Sekes according to the Ramban. But according to the Rif, that's not the case. How does the Rif understand the Sudam of Sekes? The Sudam of Sekes, according to the Rif, is an integral part of the Avelos of Tisha B'Av. It's like a progression. Just like by Avelas Chadasha, there's a progression. At first you have Aninus. There's a status of Mesa Mutalafanav. That's when the Mesa has not been Nikbar yet. There's a heightened level of tsar that the Onin has. Then he buries his Mesa and he starts Avelas. He starts Shiva. So there's a progression. Avelas starts with Aninus. He's Potter Mikol Mitzvah Samuras Batorah. He is Eno Mezamin. Eno Mesa Va'ochel. He has to be Yoshev Agavikark. He sits on the floor. The Onin is also Bebas of Yayin. But then he buries his mace, and he's Mutter Bebas of Yayin. He might be usher in certain things. There are Dini Avelis that apply to him. But he's Mutter in Mitzvahs in general. Might not be Mutter, but Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is a special Simcha. But he has to make Brachas. He has to daven it once again. So there's a progression. So maybe the same holds true when it comes to Tisha B'Av. There's a progression. First there's Aninus. The Suda Mafsekis is when Aninus starts. During the 3 weeks, the Avelis of Yud Beis Chodesh applies, at least according to the Rav, right? That's the basic, I mean, according to everyone, that's the basic form of the Avelis of the 3 weeks. During Shavua Shechalbo, the Avelis of Shloshim kicks in, during both the 9 days, and according to the original minig, the Shavua Shechalbo itself. The Suda Mafsekes, in a sense, is like a reverse progression. Now, the Suda Mafsekes is a time when Dine Aninus apply, when we treat everyone like Mesa Mutalafanav. There's no Mesa over here, there's no Kfura to speak about, but it's the same idea that we have a heightened sense of Tsar for the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and that's why Dine Aninus apply. And then maybe, we'll have to talk about this a little bit further as the Shiurim go on, the simple Pshat clearly is when Tisha B'Av begins, that's when the Dine Avelis apply. That's when the Avelis of Shiva begins. According to the Rif, what emerges is that the Suda Mafsekes is not just the Suda Shor Shuas that has limitations associated with it, but rather the Suda Mafsekes is part of the process of the Avelus of Tisha B'Av itself. It's, if you will, the bridge between the 9 days and Tisha B'Av. That's what the Suda Mafsekes is all about. The 9 days is a time when we're observing the Avelus of Shloshim, if you will. The Suda Mafsekes is a time when we're treated as Mesa Mutalafanav, like the Rishalmi says. And then on Tisha B'Av we start the Avelus of Shiva. So it's a bridge between the 9 days and Tisha B'Av. That's exactly what the Yerushalmi means when it says that the Suda Mafsekes is the time when Dome Kamisha Mesa Mutalafanav. It has a din of Mesa Mutalafanav. And that's precisely why the din of Kfiya Samita doesn't apply according to the Chachamim. Dine Avelis, they won't apply B'Shas the Suda Mafsekes, because according to the Rambam, no Avelis applies B'Shas Aninus. And this could be the minig of Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi that the Gemara in Tainus quotes. The Gemara at the bottom of Daf Lamed in Tainus says that minhogo shel Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi was what? Erev Tisha B'Av mevin lo pas chareva b'melach. They brought him a piece of bread with salt. V'yoshev etana l'kirayim. Would sit between the stove and the oven. V'ochav v'shosa l'kitov shamayim. V'doma k'misha meisa mutalafanav. Ah, once again, the phrase k'misha meisa mutalafanav. Rabbi Huda Rabbi Loi would sit in this mokom menuvel shebabayis, as Rashi says, between the Tanner and the Kirayim. He'd eat the paschareva b'melach, the dry piece of bread with salt, drink water, exactly what we do. The classical Suda Mafsekes, the minig, is to have just the bread and water. I'm sorry?
Don't we also eat an egg?
We'll get to that. But the Iker Suda Mafsekes is to have the bread and water, to sit on the floor. So it's interesting, from the Gemara, it's Mashma, Rabbi Huda Rabbi Loi would do this, and it looked like it was Mesa Mutal Lefanav. But the Rambam adds something else. The Rambam says that his whole mood was one of Mesa Mutal Lefanav. What is the Rambam saying? This is in Hilchos Tainios and Perek Hay. Perkei Halacha Tes, the Rambam says that Hasidim Harishonim would sit like this. Erev Tisha B'Av ha'imavien lo la'odam levado pas chareva b'melo v'shar b'mayim v'yoshe b'etana v'kirayim v'ochle v'shos olea kiton shamayim b'da'oga u'b'shimamon u'b'chia k'misha meisa mot l'fanav. Not stam that it looks like it's meisa mot l'fanav, but the person would have a certain mood. He would eat it b'v'chia b'shimamon, he'd look desolate, despairing, very upset, like Mesa Mutalafanav, like an Onin. So from the Rambam, you get the impression it's not just that Rabbi Huda Rabbi Loi would eat the Suda Mafsekas in a way that looked like he was Mesa Matlafanav, meaning what he would eat and the way he would eat would be Doma Kamisha Mesa Matlafanav. But the mood itself, the Aga Bashimamon of Vechia, it'll be Doma Kamisha Mesa Matlafanav. It would appear from these Gemaras, from the Yerushalmi, from the Rambam, that there's a Kiyam Aninus in the Suda Mafsekas. It's not just the Suda Sarishus that has certain limitations associated with it. But actually, it's a Suda Saninus. It's a Suda Saninus, just like an Onain before the Kavura, he eats the Suda in a certain way, he feels a certain way, so too, that's what we're supposed to feel. Yes?
How I know the Rambam writes explicitly that the Suda Sarishus is the Rishus, that there's no Kiyam.
Right.
But how is it reflected in his interpretation of the Gemaras we looked at?
Because the Ramban doesn't say that the reason why the Tanakhama holds as an Issur Rechitza is because there's a Din Avelis or a Din Aninus that applies to the Suda Mafsekas itself. The problem is that it's going to be Nimshach to Tisha B'Av. So it looks like you're engaging in something now for the purpose of getting Hana and Tisha B'Av. If there would be a Din Aninus or a Din Avelis during the Suda Mafsekas itself, Mitam the Suda Mafsekas itself, so let him say it's Usur because there's a Din Avelis that's Chal now. He doesn't say that.
According to the Riff, it's strange. Because even though he's saying that there's some kind of aninus during the period of the Suda, at least according to Tanakhama, then why is it only Rechitza that's Asr? It should have been Sicha.
Apparently, according to the Tanakhama, it will be everything. If you put the Tanakhama together with Rebbe Yehuda in the Mishnah, so what would come out is that it's everything. It's not just like it's Kfiya Samita. If Kfiya Samita applies in addition to Rechitza, so Asicha and Nilas Asandal and Tashra Shamita should also apply then.
It's a very strangely worded Braita, according to...
Right, it would come out that Osir Lirchot is only an example. It's Lav B'davka Nakta, that's only Rechitza. See, that's why the Ramban, could be another reason why the Ramban felt that his Pshat is more correct. Because why does the Gemara, why does the Braisa pick specifically Rechitza? So if you say it's Nirek HaRochitz LaHanah as Tisha B'Av, that it's beautiful. Rechitza is Hanah HaNimshech as LaAchashah, but not other things. Not other things. Kfiyas Hamita. What's Kfiyas Hamita to do with anything? Maybe Sicha would apply as well. Sicha is also Hanah de la'achashah, no? Isn't Sicha a Hanah that extends to Tisha B'Av? The Ilas HaSandal, though, according to the Ramban, would be Mutter. Because putting on shoes now has nothing to do with Tisha B'Av. Just because I put on shoes now and I feel a little extra Hanah now, I take off my shoes for Tisha B'Av, I won't feel that Hanah that I felt before Tisha B'Av. So even according to the Ramban, it's Lav B'Davka Nakte. Because I would imagine Sicha is included within Rechitza, even according to the Ramban. Is it only Rechitza? Rechitza is the only Hana that I'm going to feel La'achasha. I think Sicha also I'd feel La'achasha. So I'm not so troubled by it anymore. At first glance, it seems better according to Ramban because the Braisa picked Rechitza. But Sicha should be similar to Rechitza. So you have to say even according to Ramban, it's Lav B'davka Nakte. So the riff is not so difficult. This idea that the Suda Mafsekas is like a Sudas Aninus, it has a certain kiyum to it. And there might be actually a chiyuv to eat it, to start Tisha B'Av with this din aninus. This is reflected in certain other halachas as well. Tosfos there on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph and commenting on Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi's minig, he says Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi would be Yosha ben Tana Lekirayim Makom Shahaya Menuvel. Like Rashi said, Makom Menuvel Shebabayis. So Tosfos says that Tzarech Lashanas Makomo, for the Suda Mafsekas, you have to change your Makom. It's not enough just to abstain from the Shnei Tavshilim, from Basa V'Yayim, but you have to change the Mokom that you're eating the Suda in. A similar idea, a little bit different, is reflected, or is actually mentioned, by the Hagos Maimoni in Os Tzadi. The Hagos Maimoni says that for the Suda Mafsekas, you have to sit on the ground. That could be what Mokom Menuvel Shebabayis means. The Tosfos says that you have to change the Mokom that you normally eat. Instead of eating at your dining room table, eat somewhere else. But the real Mokom Menuvel Shebabayis that the Gemara is talking about, one could say, means that he sat on the floor. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi sat between the Tanner and the Kirayim. But he sat on a chair between the Tanner and the Kirayim. It was just a different place. Pashup Pshat is, he sat on the floor. And this is, in fact, what the Ramah paskins. The Ramah quotes from the Hagos Maimoni there in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Beis, Siv Zayin. The Ramah says, Nagu Leishiv Al Gabi Karka Besuda Mafsekes. What's this based on? Why should you have to sit on the floor? So the Trumas HaDeshen gives two different interpretations. The Trumas HaDeshen, on page 5 in the packet, he's actually trying to reconcile two different minhagim. The shail of the Trumas HaDeshen, as we know, he was never asked these shailas, but he made up the shailas to write the Trumas, because he felt it was important to discuss these issues. He talks about whether you have to take off your shoes for the Suda Mafsekes. So the Trumas HaDeshen paskens that you don't have to take off your shoes. And that's actually what the Ramah there in Sif Zion says. The Mechaber paskens that you have to be Yoshev HaGavi Karka. And the Ramah says, Ve'en Tzarech Lachlotz Min Olav. You don't have to take off your shoes. So this is a Trumas HaDeshen. The Trumas HaDeshen says, why do you have to sit on the floor? He says, you only have to sit on the floor, not midin Avelis. Akati lo ayel Tishabav. Tishabav didn't begin, so no Avelis has begun. Ela deboi su'uda aniyo shfola. All you need is that the Suda Mafsekes should be a low-quality meal. That's it. A low-level meal. That's why there's an Isser of Shnei Tavshilim. That's why there's an Isser of Basa V'yayin. It says the Trumas HaDeshen. That's why you have to be Yoshev HaGavi Karka. You have to sit on the floor. Because that demonstrates a lack of chashivas. Normally to demonstrate chashivas were Mesa V'ochel. So this is the exact opposite. If we would eat Behaseba, says the Trumas HaDeshen, so then as long as we ate without Haseba, that would already demonstrate a lack of chashivas. But since our common minig is not to eat with Haseba, we eat normally without reclining, so we have to sit on the floor to really show a difference, to show that it's a Su'uda Shfala. But then he says, I'll give you another reason. He says, the other reason why we sit on the floor is because it's a Su'uda Saninus, it's Kamisha Meisel Motelofano, just like the Gemara says, Rabbi Huda Rabbi Loi would sit on the floor, Ben Tana Lekirayim, or he'd sit, Ben Tana Lekirayim, Vedoma Kamisha Meisel Motelofano. Maybe that's why the minig developed, that we sit on the floor. Maybe that's how they interpreted Rabbi Huda Rabbi Loi's minig. So says the Trumas HaDeshen, you shouldn't have to take off your shoes either way. If the Su'uda Mafsekes is just a Su'uda Shfala, so what does it have to do with taking off shoes? Taking off shoes is a Nihug Avelis. The Avelis hasn't begun till Tisha B'Av, so there's no reason to take off your shoes. And if it's the second pshat, if it's a Su'uda Saninus, you shouldn't have to take off your shoes either, because the Nonin is not mechuyev to take off his shoes. Certainly, according to the Rambam, he's not mechuyev to take off his shoes. The Rambam holds that no Dine Avelis apply to an Onin. The fact is, even according to the Cholkim on the Rambam, the reality is, the Halacha in Shulchan Aruch is that everyone agrees that an Onin doesn't have to take off his shoes, for different reasons. But according to the Rambam, it's Pashat, why? Since Dine Avelis don't apply to an Onin, he doesn't have to take off his shoes. So the Trumas HaDeshen concludes that you don't have to take off your shoes during the Suda Mafsekes, either way, no matter what time you have for the Suda Mafsekes. But you see clearly from the Trumas HaDeshen these two approaches. Should we assume that the Suda Mafsekes is just a Suda Shel Rishus that has certain limitations associated with it because it's supposed to be a low-level, low-quality kind of Suda? It's not a Suda Saninus. It's a low-quality Suda that wouldn't come with Dine Avelus. It wouldn't come with Dinei Aninos either. The reason why you're sitting on the floor is only to show that it's not a Choshev Su'uda. Or should I say no, that it's a Su'uda Saninos, it's Kemi Shemesa Mutlafanov. There are Dinei Aninos that apply to this Su'uda, but since an Onen himself is Mutter to wear shoes, so therefore during the Su'uda Mafsekes one will be allowed to wear shoes. Even though from the Trumas HaDeshen it would appear there is no nafkamina, during the Suda Mafsekes there's no chiv to take off your shoes, I think there might be a nafkamina for the time after the Suda Mafsekes. That might be the nafkamina between these two reasons. You look in the Mishnah Berurah there and say, Katan Yud Zayin, he quotes from the Magen Avraham that since the Avelus doesn't start until Tisha B'Av at night, after the Suda Mafsekes one can sit on a safsal. You can sit on a bench again. For the Suda Mafsekes itself, you sit on the floor, but after that you can sit on a chair. That's what the Magen Avraham writes and the Mishnah Berurah quotes. So I think the Magen Avraham statement probably only works according to the first time of the Trumas HaDeshen. If you assume that the reason why you have to sit on the floor is because the Suda Mafsekes has to be a Suda Shfala, a low-level kind of Suda, so that's a halacha that applies to the Suda itself. Just like you can eat Shnei Tavshilim and there's an Isser Basa V'yayin, so too you sit on the floor. But after the Suda Mafsekes, why should I have to sit on the floor? The halacha of sitting on the floor is something that you do during the Su'uda to demonstrate something about the Su'uda itself, to demonstrate that it's a Su'uda Shefala, or to ensure that it will remain a Su'uda Shefala. It's another limitation to make sure that the person doesn't go too far in the Seuda. But if you assume, like the second reason of the Trumas Hadeshen, that the Seuda Mafsekes, once it's on the floor because it's a Seuda Saninus, just like an Onin is Yoshev Al Gabi Karka, so too during the Seuda Mafsekes, we're all Oninim, all of Klal Yisrael are treated like Oninim, that's why they have to sit on the floor. So think about it, what are you saying then? You're saying that the Seuda Mafsekes is the bridge from the 9 days to Tisha B'Av. It's part of the Avelos of Tisha B'Av. It's an integral part of the Avelos of Tisha B'Av. There's a progression here. So how can you stop that progression midway? You start the Aninus at the Seuda Mafsekes, then you stop before Tisha B'Av, and you're going to start the Avelos afterwards. The harder the progression should be, once the Aninus is over, Avelos kicks in. So I think it's much more difficult to suggest, like the Magen Avraham, that after the Seuda Mafsekes, you should be allowed to sit on a chair again. If you assume that the Seuda Mafsekes has a Din Aninus associated with it, it's the beginning of the progression of Avelos of Tisha B'Av, so then once the Aninus starts, it's got to continue until Avelos is going to kick in, just like when it comes to Avelos Chadosha. There's Aninus, and then immediately B'Shas Kfura, there's a swish, there's a shifting of the gears. Now Aninus stops and Avelos starts, but there is no time that has neither Aninus nor Avelos applying to it. So the chart, when it comes to Tisha B'Av, when it comes to the Avelos Yeshana of Tisha B'Av, same should apply. Once the Anina stops, then the Avelos should kick in. And since Dini Avelos are not going to apply before Tisha B'Av, one is allowed to wear shoes then. So Lechora, you can't say that the Aninas has stopped. So you can wear the shoes, but how could you sit on a bench? So it could be that this statement of the Magen Avraham is an afkamina between the two approaches of the Trumas Hadeshen. If you take the approach of the Ramban that the Seuda Mafsekes is really a Seuda Shavar Shus with certain limitations, so this limitation applies to the Seuda. You don't have to take off your shoes, but you have to sit on the floor. Okay, that applies to the Seuda, but after the Seuda you can sit on the bench, like the Magen Avraham. But if you take the other approach, the Brisker Rav's interpretation of the Riv based on the Yerushalmi, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Loi, etc., that there's really a kiyum of aninus in the Seuda Mafsekes, I think there's room to say that maybe a person should be machmer that even after the Seuda Mafsekes, he still should not sit on a bench, because it's hard to believe that the aninus is going to break, is going to stop, and the avelus is not going to start. You can't start and stop here. Once the aninus begins, so then there's a progression that has to continue to Tisha B'Av, and until the avelus is ready to start, the aninus is going to continue. Another issue that we can perhaps explain based on this yesod is a halacha that the Shulchan Aruch quotes there in Siman Tovkuf Nun Beis. Sifches Zimun. Is there a din of Zimun for the Seuda Mafsekes? This is actually another Hagos Maimoni. The Hagos Maimoni in Os Lamed says that the minig is not to be mezamen the three people who eat the Seuda Mafsekes together, they don't have a Zimun. Like the Pasuk in Eicha says, Yeshev Bodod V'yidom. Person sits quietly, and he's quiet. He sits separately, apart from other people, and he's quiet. So that's the minig that we don't have a Zimun. The Tur in Siman Kafkuf Nun Beis quotes Rabbeinu Meshulam. He says, Rabbeinu Meshulam was not mezamein for the Seuda Mafsekes, even if three people ate together. And the Torah is troubled by that. He says, I understand the minig might be that a person should sit separately to avoid the issue, to obviate the problem. If he sits together, he'll get into the problem. If he sits separately, so then there's no question of Zimun. But the Rabbeinu Meshulam, it would appear, was not mezamein, even if he ate with three people together. Why not? He asked the Torah, we know that an Ovel is chayev in Zimun. Yes, an Ovel, when he eats, there's a birchas aveilim, there are certain additions to the Birchas HaMazon, but there is Zimun. So why did Rabbeinu Meshulam not be mezamein if he ate with three people together? He ate the Seuda Mafsekes together. So the Torah concludes that his father, the Rosh, was very careful to sit separately. This is the minig. People sit separately. You don't have to sit separately if there's no Zimun. People have this tendency. They sit, every person in the family, the wife sits in one place, the husband sits in another place, the kids sit in another. They can all sit together as long as there aren't three men in the family, because you're not going to have a Zimun anyway. But if there are three men in the family, or three men stam, or if you're in camp or something, so then every person should sit separately, or two people can sit together, but they shouldn't have three together, so that they won't have a Zimun. So what's the answer to the Torah's kasha? Rabbeinu Meshulam was noheg that he was mezamin in the Seuda Mafsekes, even if three people lay together. Aye, but an Ovel is chayv in Zimun. Yeah.
I don't totally understand why it should only be an issue with the Zidim. The Pasuk says Yesha Bada, that there's an Indian of just being separate.
Mm-hmm.
So why are we so focused on Zimun?
I guess Zimun combines everyone. If halachically there's a combination, so then that's significant. If there are only two people, maybe that's taka called Badat. Because he's not enough. It's not enough to be mezamein, so that's not called a group. Badat doesn't mean a person has to sit alone. It means al pidini, he's alone.
A halachic
Badat. I mean, obviously, the pasuk in Eicha is talking about sitting alone, mamish, pshutuk mashma. But based on that, the minhag developed that there shouldn't be Zimun, because Zimun demonstrates al pidin that there's some kind of camaraderie between the group, between the members of the group. So that's why it's just an asmachta. An asmachta, it's not even a din derabbanan, it's just a minhag b'yama. So what's the answer to the tourist kasha? The answer might be based on what we're developing, based on this yisod. If the suda mafsekes is like a suda saninus, one of the halachas of an onain is that an onain is not mezamein. He's potter from kol mitzvah samuris batorah. He's potter from all mitzvahs. The emes is he doesn't even say birchas hamazon. That's what's strange. Okay, so azoivait, we're not going to go, right? The minig is not going to potter someone in mitzvahs. But the minig might be to try to sit separately so that you're not going to get into the problem of zimun, and maybe even if people eat together, they're not going to be mezamein. I mean, what are you doing in zimun? It's an extra kiyum, but it's not a bittul of birchas hamazon. You're not going to be mevatel birchas hamazon because of a minig. So, since an onay, not only does he not make birchas hamazon, but he can't be mezamein. You can't, if he eats with other people, he's not mitzdarif to the zimun. So, if Klal Yisrael of Yudas onanim during the Suda Mafsekes, if that's the nature of the Suda, it's not just Stamba Suda's Rishus, but there's a kiyum in the Suda, there's a special dimension to the Suda, it's part of the Avelis of Tisha B'Av, it's the beginning of the progression, so to speak, it's a Suda Saninus, so then we can understand that just like an onain is not mezamein, so too there's no zimun for the Suda Mafsekes, even if people eat together. The onain is not going to be mezamein even if there are three people eating together. And so too by the Suda Mafsekes, maybe Rabbeinu Meshulam felt that there should be no Zimun, even if three people taka eat together. Why was the Rosh so careful to be misbodeid, not to eat together with other people? Maybe we can suggest, I don't know if we have to go this far, but we can suggest that the Rosh followed the position of the Ramban. Perhaps. It's not clear. You don't have to say this. But it's certainly nice to say that the Rosh followed the Ramban. He was concerned, the Choshesh, for that first shot in the Trumas HaDesh, that maybe the Suda Mafsekes is not a Suda Saninas, it's a Suda Shvala. It's a Suda Rishus, which has limitations associated with it, to make sure it doesn't get out of hand. It's supposed to be a Suda Shvala. It's supposed to be a low-level, simple meal. It's not a Suda Saninas. If it's not a Suda Saninas, then there really would be a Chiv of Zimun. It's not a Suda Saninas, and there's no Chiv of Elis either. You don't even need the kasha of the tour that, well, we know that an ovel is chayav b'zimun. Forget about it. It's not even a sudas avelus. It's just a sudas shvala, so there really would be a chayav zimun. That's why the Rosh perhaps was careful to sit separately so that he wouldn't have a problem of zimun. He wouldn't get involved in the issue. So he's makayim the minig of yeshev bodad v'yidom without getting into the problem that maybe he would have a chayav of zimun because the Rosh perhaps followed the approach of the Ramban. And finally, maybe based on this yesod, we can explain something else. This is actually Rav Sternbach in his Modim Uzmanim in Chelek Hei Simen Shin Mem suggests that based on the yesod, the second pshat in the Trumas HaDeshen, what we're developing from the Yerushalmi and the Rif, we can suggest the yishuv to the popular minig. This minig is quoted in the Ramah. The way the Mechaber in Siftes and Simen Tovkuf Nun Beis presents the Suda Mafsekes, that is the last Suda that you eat before Tisha B'Av. That is it. If you eat it after Chatzos, that's the Suda Mafsekes. And you have to adhere to all of the halachas of the Suda Mafsekes at that time. The Ramah says that the minig in Kol Galilos Ashkenaz, he says, is Lechol Suda Kvua Kodem Minchav, Arach Mispalem Minchav, Ochlem Suda Mafsekes. He quotes from the Maril that the minhag was to eat two sudas. First they would have a big suda, then they would have a mincha, and then they would eat a suda mafsekes afterwards. With all of the minhagim that we have, not to have shnei tavshilin, to eat the paschareva with melach, and kiton shalmayim, etc. Many have a minhag to eat an egg as part of the meal. V'nogin laharvas ksas besuda rishonak kadesh lo yazik lehem atayin, es ha'ol ha'poskim miba od yom kemo biyom ha'kipurim. Says the Ramah, The minhag is to eat a little bit more in the first seuda. If you eat just a little, it's a bracha and a meal for the second meal, you're going to be hungry the whole of Tisha B'Av. So we eat a little bit more in the first meal, that fills us up. And then we eat the seuda mafsekas afterwards. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from in Sifkot and Chav Beis from the Achronim were very troubled with this minhag. Not only Achronim, the Rishonim were troubled. The Ramban! Ramban tries Chai V'Kayim on this minhag. He says, Beten Rishoyim Bitnam, their stomachs, Rishus, their stomachs are being filled. They fill their stomachs first, and then they eat the Suda Mafsekas. It's a joke. The whole thing is a joke. The din of the Suda Mafsekas is that that's supposed to be the last Suda, that you're filling yourself up for the tonis, but you should do it in a limited way. So what are they doing? They're not knowing any of the din of the Suda Mafsekas in the meal. That's really the last meal that's filling them up. And then, you know, for the stomach, like a kiyum, so to speak. For kiyum, you know, that they're eating the bread, and they're eating an egg, and a cup of water, they eat a little suuda afterwards. It says it's doch a joke. What's going on?
It's not a chova. Like, why is he so bothered? They don't have to do it anyway. Let them do it.
No, fakert. Exactly. The Ramban would say, there's no need to eat the bread and the egg, but the problem is, how can you say that the big meal that they're eating is not the suuda mafsekas? That is the last meal. Not that.
It's
not the final. It's the penultimate meal. So how can the limitations of the Suda Mafsekas not apply to that meal? So you're going to play games here? You're going to eat the final meal? It really is your final meal. Come on. I mean, if we look at this situation, the real meal, that's your last meal before Tisha B'Av, that's the big meal. Not the meal that you're eating half a piece of stale bread with a little ash on it and your egg.
When do you eat that big meal? Like an hour or two before? Or do you eat like 30 minutes before?
After Chatzos. It's your last big meal after Chatzos before Tisha B'Av.
Star when Tisha B'Av.
No, but the point is, what you're eating after Mincha is nothing. You're eating a little piece of bread with an egg and a cup of water. That's not your last meal. Your last meal is when you're filling yourself up.
So you're suggesting have that last.
You're allowed to fill yourself up at the last meal, but you can't fill yourself up with Shnei Tavshilin. Eat a lot of bread, right? Eat a lot of. Yes.
Get a chasen chala and a dozen hard boiled eggs and eat that as his zero mafsekas. The Ramban would like that better.
Yes. It might give you indigestion, but he would like it better.
So what if you eat the meal before chatzos?
I mean, eating the meal before chatzos, that's not a suda mafsekas.
So the Rama is talking about eating the first suda after chatzos. How do we know that he's talking about eating the first suda after chatzos?
Yeah. What, you're eating before Chatzos, then you daven Mincha? He says they eat the first Seuda, Kodem Mincha. He doesn't say Kodem Chatzos, it's Kodem Mincha. Sounds like you're reading it after Chatzos, but before you daven Mincha. So Rav Sternbach suggests, maybe according to the Rif, we can understand what this minhag is all about. If the Suda Mafsekas really is a Kiyum, it's a Kiyum Aninus, so then we understand exactly what everyone is doing. What's the Ramban's problem? He's saying you're just eating that last meal is, you know, you're sort of eating it like a kiyum. Exactly! That's exactly what you're doing. That really, the first meal that you're eating, that's filling you up. And that's fine. The din of the Suda Mafsekas is that there should be a Suda that's a kiyum aninus before the Tisha B'Av. That we should go into Tisha B'Av with a din aninus, with the beginning of the progression of Avelus that we have in Avelus Chadosh. So if that's the case, then even if it really looks like it's only a kiyum, but that's exactly what we want. We want that the last seuda, the last meal that we have before the tanis, should be not only a seuda shefala, but it should be like a seuda saninos, meaning we should be yoshev agabe karka, and we shouldn't be mezamein, and all of the halachas that an onen that apply to an onen should apply to the seuda as well. So if that's the case, if the Suda Mafsekas really is a Kiyum Aninus, then we can understand why the Minhag Yisrael is to have this little meal after a bigger meal. The only reason why the davening mincha between is that it shouldn't be a bracha sheina tzricha. You're going to wash for the first meal. Many people do wash for the first meal. They're going to wash for the second meal, so you can't wash once. You can't just bench and wash again, so they daven mincha in the middle. But the reality is, what are we doing? What are we trying to accomplish? We're not trying to joke around, to fake around. What we're doing is we want to have a suda mafsekas that's a suda saninus. We want to have this kiyum, the beginning of the progression of avelus of Tisha B'Av. So that's exactly what we're doing by having this little suda before Tisha B'Av. It's not a joke. We're filling ourselves up before. The din of suda mafsekas, according to the Rif, is not that you're supposed to, not that it's a suda that you fill yourself up. It has to be the suda mafsekas and has to have all the halachas of the suda mafsekas applied to it. It just means that you have to have a su'uda before Tisha B'Av that's a kiyum aninus, that will begin the progression of avelos that Tisha B'Av is supposed to be identified with, that it's supposed to reflect. So as long as you have a su'uda that reflects the dine aninus, then you'll be mekayim that din of su'uda mafsekes, even if you taka do fill yourself up with a previous su'uda. The previous su'uda will not be defined as a su'uda mafsekes, because as long as you have a su'uda aninus right before Tisha B'Av, that is the su'uda mafsekes, and the other su'uda will not be defined as a suda mafsekes at all. According to the Ramban, that can't be, because according to the Ramban, the whole suda mafsekes is only a suda rishus. So according to him, there is no such thing as a kiyum. It basically means the last suda that you're filling yourself up with before Tisha B'Av, that is defined automatically as a suda mafsekes. So it makes no sense just to have a little suda as a kiyum afterwards. What's that accomplishing? We look at the main suda, and the main suda is the suda that you have before mincha. So that suda has to adhere to all of the halachas of Tisha B'Av. But if you hold that the suda mafsekes is a kiyum aninus, so it's fine. Even if you have a suda before, as long as mitzad dine brachas, there's no problem. You separate between the two suudas. You can have a little suda as a kiyum aninus before Tisha B'Av, and you'll be mekayim the din of suda mafsekes.